The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Ches Tammuz, Tov Shin Pei, Tuesday, 30th June, of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Made to Measure. Good morning, everyone. I will admit it feels very strange to be speaking like this, although over the last few months I have been getting used to it. And if I'm very honest with myself, I'm actually starting to enjoy it. I can crack a joke and assume that everybody is laughing. I can discuss a controversial topic, and no one can argue with me. And best of all, I can say whatever I want, and no one can stop me. I can speak as long as I want. And I guess, for the participants as well, you're also enjoying it. You can call up, put the phone on the side, eat your breakfast, I'm a chaya. So everyone is gaining from this type of drasha. It reminds me when I was younger of a joke they used to say about a professor in university. He wasn't well one day, but he didn't want his students to miss his lecture. So he sent in a recording so that they can listen to the recording. He saw that it went down so well, so he decided that from now on, he'll just send in recordings. And that's all he did for the next few weeks. After a few weeks passed, he decided it's time to go in and show my face. Let me see my students. He comes into the class all excited, and he sees on his desk 120 recorders all recording a shit with no students there. So everybody say, that is our situation. And I have to say, it's fantastic. It's a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael, how throughout this difficult period, the Torah has continued. In different ways, we found ingenious ways of I want to speak today, I want to base myself on one pasuk and concentrate on two different aspects. We're holding in Parshas Chukas Bolok. I'm going to be speaking about Parshas Chukas. It hasn't been very easy so far. Klal Yisrael are in the Midbar. We're in the 38th year. We're on our way into Eretz Yisrael. Miriam has just died. The Be'er Miriam, has dried up. Moshe Rabbeinu hits the stone, and it's decreed upon him and Aharon that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So overall, it hasn't been easy. And now Klal Yisrael are standing at the border of Eretz Edom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says to him, I want you to go up Hoyer Hahar with Aharon and with Elazar, and Aharon is going to die on this mountain. Now when the Pasuk says this to us, it says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aharon b'Hoyer Ahar al Gvul Eretz Edom Lemor, on the border of Eretz Edom, saying." And Rashi brings down the Medrash. Why did the Torah feel that it has to tell us where they were standing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu relayed this message? Why did you have to say the words al Gvul Eretz Edom Lemor? Rashi asks this question, and Rashi brings down a Midrash. Rashi says, Magid, this tells us, Shemit Pnei Shenishabru Kan Lehisgari V'Leisav HaRosha, because Klal Yisrael aligned themselves with Edoim, Einiklach of Esav HaRosha, Nifritzu Masehem, their actions were exploited, V'Chosru HaTzadik Hazeh, and Aharon HaKohen was taken away from us. So this Medrash seems to be telling us that because Klal Yisrael became too close with Edom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to punish us and Aaron HaKohen had to die. Now the first question I want to discuss is that we all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Midah of Midah Keneged Midah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a punishment on someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them in the same way that they were plotting to do. We see it by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mitzrayim wanted to drown Klal Yisrael and kill them. And what happened in the end was that they themselves got drowned. And when Yisrael heard about this, he exclaimed, Ki badovar asher zodu aleihem. With that itself, that you plotted and conspired to destroy Klal Yisrael, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished you. And the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel says that Yisrael at that point acknowledged the might and the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Midah Keneged Midah. And the question here is, what is the Midah Keneged Midah over here? What, because Klal Yisrael aligned themselves too closely to Edom, Aaron HaKohen gets killed? What's the connection? And I saw brought down in Mishchas Shemen by Reb Chaim Kaufman. He brings it down from the Sfarim. A beautiful idea. He writes that Aaron HaKohen, we all know, symbolized. He was the epitome of an Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom. Aaron HaKohen was the one who brought peace and love amongst Klal Yisrael. Bein Odom Lechaveroi, Bein Ish Leishtoi. So much so, the Torah tells us that when Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, Vayivku Kol Yisrael, every single Yid in Klal Yisrael felt the loss and the discrepancy that had occurred when Aaron HaKohen was removed from our midst. So Aaron HaKohen represented to us and he taught to us the importance of Shalom. Midas are extremely important. And the Midas that we have to use as best as we can and as much as we can. But there's something else that the Torah is telling us. The Torah tells us that as important as a Midah is, we also have to know when to use it, how to use it, and if to use it. Shalom, peace, is intrinsic to the foundations of Klal Yisrael. So important that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reward Pinchas, he promised him, V'ani hine nesati lo yesbrisi shalom. But you have to know when shalom is required. And if you take this Midah of Shalom and you use it for the wrong people, for the wrong things, for the wrong ideas, then you're misusing this tremendous Koyach and Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within you. And if you misuse a Midah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take it away. Klal Yisrael, when they align themselves with Edom, by aligning themselves to Rishoyim and using the Midah of Shalom for the wrong idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if so, then I'm going to have to remove this Koyach from amongst you. And Aaron HaKohen, was the symbol of an Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, was taken away from us. A powerful idea. How important Midas are, but conversely, how important it is to know when to use the Midah. Shalom is extremely important. It's one of our foundations of Klal Yisrael. But simultaneously, it's something which we have to know when to use and how to use. We see a similar idea in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, Chof Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakein Erevin and the Tilas Yadoyim. And the Gemara says, Yotzos of Baskel, a baskel came out from Shemayim v'omro, Chacham b'ni. He extolled the wisdom inherent in Shleima Melech Takona. And going along the same path, the Sfarim HaMasbir, what is the connection between Eiruvin and Atilas Yadayim? And they explain that the concept, the geder of an Eiruv, is to be ma'arev people together, to make people into one. There is one living quarters. We are all together, we are like one. And that can be dangerous. Because not always are you meant to be like one. And therefore, at the same time that Shlomo HaMelech was misaking the concept of Klal Yisrael joining together as one, he was also misaking the Tilas Yadayim, to sanctify ourselves, to be Mekadesh ourselves, to remember in all situations to remain and keep our Kedusha. The same idea. My Zayda, Yerushalayim Rav, used to say a very similar idea too. The Mishnah in Shkolim tells us, Be'echod ba'ador mashmid al Shkolim. On the first of Ador, Chachomim used to announce the Chiyuv on every Yid in Klal Yisrael to give Machatzis HaShekel. And at the same time, says the Mishnah, they were also Machriz al HaKelayim, on the Issa Kelayim. Simple pshat is that now was the time when the produce began growing, and Chachomim warned Klal Yisrael to be careful not to grow kelayim. But my Zayda used to be Masbir of Yosef Chaim, that we all know from the Sfarim that the Machatzis HaShekel symbolizes this idea that none of us are Sholim. We are all only Machatzis. We need to come unto each other. We need the achdus, the friendship, the love between us to reach our shleimus. And the Chachomim at the same time, when they told us this idea, warned us as well. Yes, it's important to join up with others, but at the same time, they were machwiz al akilayim. There's some people that it's also to join up with. Friendship is important, but kilayim is also an issa. There's an issa to join up to certain people, to Rishoyim, to people that we're not meant to join up to. That's why they were machwiz at the same time. And Klal Yisrael, on their level, crossed the fine line between seeking shalom in the right places and in the wrong places. And that was the midah keneged midah in Parshas Chukas. The Aaron as HaKoyin was taken away as a midah keneged midah for Klal Yisrael aligning themselves too closely with Edom. That's part one. But the problems continue. Because in the Pasuk itself, when the Torah tells us that Aaron HaKoyin is going to die on Hor HaHor, the Pasuk says clearly, Al Asher Merisem SP Lemei Meriva, because Aaron HaKoyin rebelled and he didn't listen to my command by the story of the Mei Meriva. So the Torah tells us clearly, Aaron HaKoyin dies because of Mei Meriva. The Medrash tells us Aaron HaKoyin dies because Klal Yisrael joined up to Edom. Make up your mind. Did Aaron HaKoyin die because of the Mei Meriva? Or did he die because Klal Yisrael became too close to Edom? Question one. Question two, a similar question. The Pasuk in Parashas Akev tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, told over to Klal Yisrael, that at the time of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Aaron HaKoyin's four children for what he did. Hashem was angry, Lahashmidoi, to destroy Aaron HaKoyin's children. The Gemara says the word Lahashmidoi refers to Kinui Bonim. And Moshe Rabbeinu said over to Klal Yisrael, my tefillah that I davened on behalf of Aaron HaKoyin was moyel lemetzah. I managed to save half his children. Elozar and Esama were saved, but not of Avihu, I couldn't save them. And they died. So it seems from this pasuk that the reason why Nadav and Avihu died was because of the Chet HaEgel, Aaron HaKohen, their father's Avihu. However, when you open a pasuk,
Kol HaLashon,
the Parshas Shmini, the Torah seems to tell us very clearly there that the reason why they died was because they were Makdir Ketores, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not commanded them to be Makdir. So we have the same question. Why did Aaron HaKohen's children die? Was it because they were Makdir Ketores without Rashus? Or was it because of the Chet HaEgel? That's question number two. One more question. Similar question. They're all the same questions, the same common denominator. The Gemara in Erevin tells us an amazing limud. The Gemara says that someone who is maschil b'mitzvah, ve'einoi goimro, and he doesn't complete the mitzvah, then chas v'shalom rachmona litzlan koyber esponov, he will bury his children. And the Gemara brings a raya from Yehuda. Yehuda was a maschil b'mitzvah, and he didn't complete the mitzvah, and he wanted to save Yosef. And in the end, his children, Er v'Oinon, died. However, we all know from Sefer Bereishis that the Torah tells us clearly that Er v'Oinon died because they were mashchizera. So, again, why did Erev Oinon die? Because Yehuda began a mitzvah and didn't complete it? Or because Erev Oinon was mashchizera? So three questions, different stories, same underlying problem. Question number one, why did Aaron HaKohen die? Because of Meriva or because of Edom? Question number two, why did Nadav and Avihu die? Because of the Chet HaEgel or because they were Makdir Ketores? And question number three, why did Erev Oinon die? Was it because of Mashter Zera, or was it because Yehuda didn't fulfill the mitzvah to its end? Rabbi Yisai, we're saying a simple yesod, which we all know, but I want to put it in the correct context. The Mepharshim bring down, and they base the yesod on many different psukim. Rabbi Eliezer brings down from the pasuk in Parshas Haazinu, where the Torah says, Hatzor tomim pa'oloi, Kichol derach of mishpat, kill emunah, ve'ein ovel, sadik v'yasharu. The pasuk is extolling the virtues of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the middle it says, ve'ein ovel, he has done nothing wrong. Fantastic compliment. Someone called me up the other day. He has a very special daughter, looking for a shidduch. He wanted information about a boy in yeshiva, and it'd be a very good boy. And he asked me about him. And I said to him, I can tell you, without a doubt, that this boy has never murdered anyone in his entire life. And for some reason, the father never got back to me about any shidduch ever again. It's obvious. If someone calls you up, you want to be meshabeach someone, then it doesn't help to say that they haven't got a negative trait. You're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that Ein Ovel, he has done nothing wrong? What type of Shvach is that? And the Sfarim all explain a simple idea. That there's a difference in the Hanhoga of a Melech Basav Adam to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. When a Melech Basav Adam, a human being, the judge, a king, has to punish a person, he looks at the individual. He assesses the person, looks at his action, maybe the time of action, and he punishes him accordingly. But he can't take in all the other details that it may have an impact on. This person has elderly parents. This person has a wife and children. This person has friends who need him. It's impossible. Because once you start taking all these things in, then you won't be able to punish the person anymore. Because he's needed by so many different people. He has an influence in so many places. So the judge says, I'm going to look at the individual alone. And that's it. Whereas, say the Sfarim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Chachmosoi takes in every single detail, from the minutest of the minutest, every single person who will be impacted, whether directly, whether indirectly, whether in a big way, whether in a small way, on the slightest way, every single person is accounted for. And only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has completed looking at every single person who is going to get impacted and taking it into account, only then will HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Einish, the punishment on the person. It's hard to fathom. It's something which L'chaira is impossible for us to understand, to take everything into account, to say that when I punish Ra'uvi, I've taken in all the 500 people who are going to be affected, and I've made sure that each one is accounted for, and he's deserving of the impact that's going to have on him. Takes tremendous chokhmah, far beyond our knowledge, impossible for us to fathom. But that is the hanhoka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a chesed and a rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnahig with us, that before he does anything to any individual, he will take all the myriad of possibilities, influences, and impacts into account. The Sfarim say, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, Mishpatei Hashem, Emes. The judgments of Hashem are Emes, Tzodku, they are righteous, Yachdov, together. What's the word Yachdov, together? Yachdov, they say, refers to this very idea, that he takes everything in together and only then punishes the person. Let's come back to our questions. Question number one. You know, before we answer it, the Aruch HaSachayim of the Rosh, the Altot Kel needs to bring him down, says that a person should try and have as many friends as he can in this world. And the Altot used to explain, based on this idea, the more people who know you, who need you, who are reliant on you, the more of a chance you're saving yourself from ancient. That's why it's so, one of the reasons it's so important to increase our friendship with as many people as we can. The first question we asked was, the Aharon HaKohen, why did he die? And the answer is, he died, like the Torah said, because of the Mei Meriva. That's why he died. But what did Klal Yisrael do? What did Klal Yisrael do to deserve to lose Aharon HaKohen? The Kohen Gadol, one of the most important fixtures within Klal Yisrael. And of them, Zok the Torah, because Klal Yisrael won his Chabel Eis of Arosha. And like we said earlier on, as a Midah Kneged Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to remove Aharon HaKohen from our midst because we were using wrongly this Midah. So he died because of Mei Meriva. But why did we lose him? What about Klal Yisrael? Because they aligned themselves with Edom. They weren't deserving of Aaron anymore. And the truth is, if you look in Acharei Mois, the Torah tells us that not of an Avi who died, they never had any children when they died. And the Gemara in Yevamos is Medayek. Had they had children, they wouldn't have died. And the Chasam Sefer is Masbeh. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch would have taken the children into account. The children need their father. And therefore they wouldn't have died. This very idea, how everyone is taken into account. The second question, not of an Aviyu. Did they die because they were makdir ketores without rishus? Or did they die because of the chetah egel? What was the reason why not even Aviyu died? In one place the Torah says they died because they were makdir ketores without rishus. In another place it also says they died because they were mitzvahs at the shechina. And somewhere else it says because of the egel. But the answer is simple. They died because they were makdik teresh at that rishus, or because they were mixed at the shechina. Maybe half the whole koromani that the Mizrahi speaks out. But why did their father Aaron HaKohen deserve to suffer such a devastating loss of them of the Torah because the Chet HaEgel. And that was why he lost them. I was meant to say here the vote about if they would have had children, they wouldn't have died. Said it the wrong place. And the third question about Erva Oinon. Erva Oinon died, like the Torah tells us, because they were Mashchizera. So they died. What did Yehuda do to lose his children in such a terrible manner? And of them, Lachamol Zok the Torah, because he was Maschil B'mitzvah Ve'ina Goymro. And the Gemara learns out the repercussions from such an action. So Rabbi said, this is the assault that I'm trying to bring out today. The idea that any single thing that ever happens to anyone, he should know 100% be a dia barura. That if it happened and he was impacted, it means he was meant to be impacted. It was taken into account and every detail was included. We see it by Yosef. The Torah tells us when he was sold to Yishmaelim, the wagons were full of besomim, sweet-smelling spices. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash that normally the Yishmaelim carry naist, a petrol which stinks, unpleasant to be near. And the Mefarshim explain, because Yosef's oinish, what he needed, did not include being together with an unpleasant odor. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesaber that the wagons are going to carry besomim. Because every detail is taken into account. It actually says by Yosef, by Yehi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. What's Yomim? It should say it was at the end of 2 years, Shonim. But the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say 2 years. There was days, every day was calculated and measured accordingly and exactly according to the Oinash he deserved. And the moment that he finished, the punishment was over. They quickly took him out. Punishment's over. Don't delay. Don't be a moment longer. Anyone and everyone is always included in the Cheshbonos. For the last few months, we've been going through the coronavirus. And we've heard many, many messages from Rabbonim, Gedolim, Meir Drachim, Dibrei Chizuk, whether it's from the Chazak and Tefillah, whether it's from the Chazak and Al Torah, or our mobiles. We've heard so many messages. And I've heard people mentioning that it's such a shame that Gedolim don't get together and come out with one universal Chizuk. And we all work towards that one Chizuk. Which is a fair point. But I think after what we've said today, we can understand much easier. Because we all know how the coronavirus has affected us on such a tremendous level, on such a catastrophic level. It's affected us in our business, in our family, in our loved ones who we lost. There's no one who can say that they weren't affected, from adults to children. Klal Yisrael and the entire world. The whole world is still reeling from it. We're all still reeling from it. And we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does anything, like we've just pointed out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account every single concept and aspect which is going to come out from it, directly and indirectly. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings an oinish like this on the entire world, with such massive repercussions, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted every single repercussion to emerge. Because otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought it on a much lower level. 70% of what he did. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it on such a massive scale, it means that all these aspects were meant to emerge. All these different things were meant to happen. Which means that Hashem wants us to work on so many different areas. Every message is MS. Every message comes out from something else to happen. Yes, we're human beings. And we can't take upon ourselves every chizik b'vasachas. But every Yid has to think to himself, which aspect does apply to me? What should I do to be mechazik myself and to change and to grow? Because that's the yesod that we're saying today. When anything happens, when Hashem brings an oinish on the world, everyone's been taken into account. Every single person, every single detail. And if we remember that clearly, then our lives will be a different life. And Be'ezras Hashem, We should all be zeicha to be makir, this hamchok of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel on ourselves, to be mamin be'emunah shleima, that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechazik ourselves, and be'ezras Hashem will be zeicha b'mehir of Yomeinu l'biaskel goel tzedek, mehir of Yomeinu, amen. Shleich.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.